Practice Test 5. Listening. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. The listening section has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not make any stray marks on the answer sheet. If you change your mind about an answer, erase your first answer completely. Part 1. In this part, you will hear short conversations. From the 3 answer choices, select the answer which means about the same thing as what you hear, or is true based upon what you hear. For example, listen to the conversation.
Mary and John should have come by now. I wonder what's keeping them.
It may seem as if they'll never get here, but they will. You know how Mary is when she's getting ready to go out.
I guess you're right. Besides, I can't think of one time they haven't been late.
The correct answer is A. For problems 1 through 15, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. No problems can be repeated. Please listen carefully. Do you have any questions? One.
How's your new job?
Well, it's nothing to write home about.
Really? When I first asked you, you told me you liked it.
Yes, well, that was then.
Two.
Why were you laughing so hard during the lecture?
I don't know what came over me. I couldn't help it.
Three.
I couldn't get that last exam question.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I first saw it, I thought I understood it. But the more I looked at it...
I know. The more confusing it got.
Four.
Did you know that Mary's a licensed mechanic? I mean, she's able to repair cars.
No kidding. So there's more to Mary than meets the eye.
Five.
Don't tell me you can't find your keys again. You've been misplacing a lot of things lately.
With so much that I have on my mind, it's a wonder I can remember anything at all.
Six.
You know, this room needs a new paint job. Think you can handle it?
Let me see what my schedule is like this weekend.
It's not something that needs to be done right away. Whenever you have time.
Seven.
Read my last email?
You mean the one you sent a couple of days ago?
No, I sent you another one this morning.
Really? Well, let me check my inbox.
Eight.
You wear a seatbelt even for short distances?
Well, you can't be too careful.
That's for sure. Besides, who'd want to get a fine for not wearing one?
It's getting into accidents I'm afraid of.
Nine.
Has Helen paid back the money she owes us?
She asked for more time and I gave it to her.
If things were done my way, we'd have our cash.
Ten.
You want to check out the new shopping mall downtown? I'm free today. I mean, this afternoon.
Yeah, but I'm kind of tied up. But if it were tomorrow...
Say no more. It's a date.
Eleven.
So, it's gonna be Florida or Hawaii?
Well, Florida is a lot closer and Hawaii's so expensive.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter because both have a lot of sun and beautiful beaches.
So Hawaii can wait.
Twelve.
You phoned Chris, right?
Yeah, but I left him some voicemail.
I hope he returns our call.
He will once he hears my message.
13.
Mark was here looking for you this morning.
What do you know? I decide to be away one morning and I get visitors.
He said he'll come by again, though, 'cause he needed to see you about something.
14.
What do I need to do to become a member of the photography club?
Nothing, really. As long as you have a good camera and you can handle the club fees, you're free to join.
15.
Do you have much more work to do?
I have plenty, but we may as well pack everything in. We're both exhausted.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd finish everything by today. But hey, we both deserve a rest.